Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten,
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. Actually, if you join the chat room on the website, you will find plenty of smart people. People smarter than me, obviously. Just check it out. You'll see them. You'll see them telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I really do appreciate the time that you're with us, that you're involved and engaged. If you head up to the website, a couple of things going on up there. One is you can sign up for the weekly email blast. Although it's not very weekly, I try. Don't always get it. But you can sign up for the email blast. You can also sign up for weekly, or a couple times a week. We're now doing text messaging. Text alerts, excuse me, let you know the show's coming on. And all one word, you want to text GOJO to 77222. GOJO to 77222. And again, I'll put you in a list. We send you, let you know when the show's starting, what we're going to talk about that night, and that kind of thing. All right. And if you head over to MyPillow.com, because I know some of you are buying from there. I see what you're talking about sometimes. You get a little bit of a discount if you use the promo code Joe when you check out. Just simply Joe when you check out. All right. A lot of good stuff to talk about. I don't know if you heard about this already. One of you posted up in the chat room. Beat me to the punchline. But apparently, Hannity got a hold of what the Olympic Committee is potentially considering for the new American flag, right? They're going to redesign the flag logo, and they're going to replace the 50 stars with 5 stars and kind of jerk around with the portrayal of the stripes because it's new and hip. We're good with our old one. We like old. Seriously. There's no reason to change it. So the United States Olympic Committee, the USOC, over Hannity was beaten up over a new plan to redesign the American flag and on its logo. I wonder if they would do that with any other country. Right? On July 6th, the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee asked U.S. Olympians and Paralympian associates to fill out an online survey on one of the items in the survey's proposed change of the stars and stripes to be used as in their materials. Well, they shouldn't have a right to say. Not on that, they shouldn't. Seriously. We have a flag. We don't need a small group of people deciding they're going to redesign the flag. They're going to put five stars on there so they kind of make it smaller, you know, one star for each 10. What are you going to do? Put a half a star, a quarter of a star, an eighth of a star? A tenth of a star for every state we add, you know, because the Democrats are talking about adding 2 states. The committee told Hannity that there'll be no changes to the U.S. flag icon for the Japanese or Chinese Olympics in 21 or 22, respectfully. If anybody goes to the Chinese Olympics, I don't know. Maybe we should pull your voter card, you know what I'm saying? That's the way I see it. In his monologue, Hanley called for the USOC to relent. And more importantly, remember that the current United States flag represents every American Olympian. You know, and stop wasting. They need to be stopped wasting their time, money, resources on graphics of somebody redesigning our flag logo. We're proud of the flag. I don't care what others say. We're proud of the flag. It's a total representation of our states, how we started, and what our colors were. Many men and women fought under the colors of that flag for the freedom of others, their own and others, and ours. If the athletes don't like that, if they don't like what this country stands for, then why are you taking advantage of what it holds, of its resources, of what it has? Are you that much of a, are you that scummy that you would do that? Taking advantage of something that you have no right to? Look, if you hate the country, you have no right to take advantage of the resources. None at all. Is that kind of hypocritical? You say it got its wealth, or it got its land, or what have you, by stealing everything, taking advantage of people. Why would you want any part of that? Does this make any sense? Not at all. And I'm just asking, and not for a friend. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Give a call. We'd love to know what you've got in mind. He said, all the Olympians, he said, represent the United States of America. It's beloved stars, star-spangled banner, and we already have a flag. Now, Kate Hartman, the spokesman for USOC, told Fox that the committee is in early design stages. It's just brainstorming, right, with the stakeholders. What stakeholders? You're talking about the athletes? They're not stakeholders. When they decide to go into service and actually do something for the flag, to represent the flag, then they could be a stakeholder. But when some of them are pushing back on the flag design, and what it stands for, those are not people I want deciding about our freedom, what we have, what we don't have. Anyway, again, they say they're in very early stages. Don't get crazy. Nothing to worry about. And that right there should worry you in and of itself. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up after the break. I mean, a lot more crazy stuff going on out there that you can even keep track of. A mom watches a son desecrate the American flag almost gleefully. Really terrible. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Make fun of my people. Okay. Trouble's here, your host. You listen to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed first. Really, seriously. Make sure you have your information right. As they used to say in my old day, make sure you have your ducks in a row. Right? It ain't that hard. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being engaged, being involved. I want you all involved and engaged. It's really the right way to do it. All right. These crazy stories, I guess they're really not crazy. What can you expect when we don't teach our kids properly, when we're not giving them the information they need to succeed? Right? And the other funny thing about this, okay, so this story, some of you are going to say, well, you know, Joe, come on, we both believe in freedom of speech, freedom of this, freedom of that. Yeah, I do. You're exactly right. But that doesn't mean you have a right to go on somebody else's property when it's not yours. Okay, and then a mom is gleefully, yeah, you heard me, gleefully watching her son. You know, so mom and son, I guess he's on a skateboard device kind of thing. She's on a bike, and they're going down the sidewalk. Okay? He goes by an American flag, somebody else's property, on somebody else's lawn. Okay? He decides, he tried to grab it while he was going by, and he couldn't. So he goes, I saw the video, he goes back to grab it after he misses it. And then once he misses it, he decides to throw it on the floor. He goes back, gets it, and throws it on the floor of the driveway. Well, a couple things going on here. I know, it's a misdemeanor, it's not a big thing, not the end of the world. But honestly, truly, that is. Let's start with the first thing mom seems to be proud of. What a wonderful human being she is. He touches somebody else's property. Talk about entitlement at its finest, right? That flag was clearly sitting on his piece of property. He did not have a right to touch it. But mom didn't have a problem. Kind of egged him on. Yes, son, please, feel free to destroy other people's property. And, you know, the other thing about that, too, she's riding down the street on her bike, scantily clad, which is not my problem. But in another country, she may be in a lot of trouble for that. In another country, that young kid touching something that didn't belong to him, again, might be some serious issues there. But they don't see that. And then the American flag. She's living the American dream, things that she can't do in a lot of other countries. Probably owning her own home. She has a job as a woman. Probably has a right to drive as a woman in this country, last I checked. They don't see any of that. None of that means anything to them. And yeah, them. You know who thems I'm talking about. In their feeble little minds, they're entitled to all this stuff. This is all their stuff because they have a heartbeat. They have a pulse. So it's all good. That's the stuff that makes me crazy. Of who they think they are. What they think they deserve. That's what's scary. And they believe it with all their hearts. They believe they're on the side of right, if you would, in their mind, not mine. Right? That they, because they're smarter than us, they have a right to do whatever, anything they want to do to help make us come to the realities, to save us from ourselves. It's like the people who don't believe in God that want to shove their atheism down my throat. I'll force them to go to church, but because they believe God is non-existent, that God actually makes you kind of stupid, they have to save you from yourself. I mean, really, talk about being full of oneself. Britt Hume took, everybody should take her to task. Kamala Harris to task. Because she claimed again, those rural Americans, and she, you know, she's really referring to black people, they're too stupid, again, to know how to get an ID. Right? To use, I don't know, they wouldn't know how to get a copy of their photo ID. They're too stupid to figure it out. Too stupid to ask the question. On the Britt Hume show, you know, there was a reaction to Vice President Kamala Harris bemoaning that rural residents, they can't find an office supply store to photocopy their driver's license. Hume told Special Report that voter ID is a tricky issue for Democrats, but that they're still trying to make the most of their argument against it. I mean, over 80% of Americans don't have a problem with voter ID. Only Democrats seem to have that. Matter of fact, there's probably the 20% left is probably all the legislators. They're trying to label Republicans as people who want to suppress the vote. But a number of things that Republicans want to do and laws that they want passed across the country, well, they're pretty popular. And voter ID is number one. Harris said over the weekend that there's a whole lot of people living in rural communities, and there is no Kinko's or Office Max to them. Right. Which means none of the businesses in town have a photocopy. City Hall doesn't have. Most city halls have a photocopier. They charge you a nickel or a dime to make a copy. If you're making an ID, though, if you're taking a photocopy to vote, they may even waive that fee. Right? This is how stupid they're getting. It's like when they say people in rural areas. See, they don't say black at first. First they say, well, people in rural areas and places like that, you know, they may not be able to get the Internet. They don't know how to use the Internet. They may not be able to find a city hall. And that hurts the black population. So why don't they just say the way they want to say it, which is black folks are too stupid to find a city hall, to find a place to vote, to find a place to make a photocopy. That's really what they're saying. I have never met black, well, I've met some white folks that are a little off, but I mean, for the most part, no matter what color your skin is, I've met very, very few people, and it's not based on skin color, that may be a little too dull to figure it out. And you know what? They don't live in rural areas. They live right here in the big city. Harris was previously criticized for her visit to El Paso. She was just ripped for not visiting the southern border at all. But then when Trump made an announcement that he was going to do it, all of a sudden, she found a way to get there. That's even funnier. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration is issuing a warning about a rare side effect from one COVID vaccine. The FDA said Monday that it was investigating 100 reported cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome, a rare neurological disorder that occurred after patients received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The agency said it was updating its material for the vaccine to note an association between the shot and GBS, but says a causal relationship can't be established with the preliminary data. The 100 cases reported were among the more than 12.5 million doses administered. And President Biden met with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders on Monday as a group of Democratic senators work on a massive infrastructure spending package. Sanders told reporters after the meeting that the package would be larger than $3.5 trillion and could be pushed through Congress with a special budget reconciliation process that could approve the bill without receiving any Republican support. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. I'm back. Hope the rest of you are. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communications Network. A lot going on, a lot to talk about. And it sounds a little bit like Hannity, right? Yeah, that was a hot night. Yeah, no kidding. In the North Venezuela, it's even hotter. Some of you, I know, having some brown outages in California. Like I said, I joked about it, but it's true. You know, we live in North Venezuela. We get internet when we get it. We get power when we get it. We get whatever. So it'll be, they want us to ration water. Ration water, ration food, ration electricity. They were telling us last week not to, I don't have one, so it doesn't matter. But they didn't want us charging our electric cars. Too much strain on the grid. Don't you love it? It's just hilarious. Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give a holler. If you simply want text alerts, you want to text GOJO, one word, GOJO, to 77222. All right. Let's get back to some of these really extremely crazy stories. And it's true that, you know, voter ID countrywide is very popular, 80% plus popular, except for the Democrat legislators. Not the Democrat rank and file. Rank and file wants it, too. And Harrison's got this crazy idea that black folks won't be able to find a way to get the information they need to get the ID they need. You know, because they're all so stupid, right? Hume also commented on the former President Donald Trump speaking at CPAC about the alleged issues with the 2020 election. He said Trump's insistence about a rigged election and his comments about the Capitol riot are a big problem for Republicans. I don't agree. We can't let this stuff go anymore. You got to call it out. I don't care. If Arizona only finds 1,000 stolen, duplicated, whatever ballots, it still proves a point whether it turns the election or not. And to belittle it by saying, well, see, it didn't matter anyway. No, it does matter. Because you exposed what was going on. It could be done in bigger numbers. I don't know what the numbers are. They haven't come out yet. I'm just saying. But I've been saying this consistently. I think you'll find bigger voter fraud than you think, than people are willing to let on to. A smaller number of respondents said that they would like to win with him leading the way. And I think that's basically where the matter stands now, he said. I think a lot of rank-and-file Republicans wouldn't mind a bit if he went away. A lot of rank-and-file? No, they're wrong. They talked about this, and they didn't even look at the poll chart from CPAC. What was it, over 70% of the CPAC goers said if Trump decided to run, he should be the nominee. Doesn't sound like the rank and file that he's talking about here. They can pick up his agenda and run on it. The Biden administration to date seems to have left them plenty of opportunities. The president, the former president, outlined a lot of them in his speech. Issues like, you know, crime, immigration, and so forth. You know what's really funny is, after he gives the crime speech, Trump, after he talks about what needs to be fixed, guess who comes out and says, they're not going to defund the police. Matter of fact, they're going to try to add more police. The Joey B team did. Come on, does anybody else find that amazing? I don't know. And Kamala Harris, she... God. I hope she never, never, never goes any further. Right? No, really. I hope she never gets any further in her career. I hope she doesn't get a chance to become president. I think it would be a disaster, a nightmare at best. Can you actually see her across from Putin? Really? Oh, I forgot. See? I get on these tangents. I forgot what I was going to tell you. Eh, whatever. I'll get back to it later. You know I will. I'm there. Hold on. There we go. So, Representative Mace, he said, you know, cities with gun control laws, they haven't seen crime drop. And we were talking about that earlier tonight. The FBI admitted that they, you know, they pull their information, or their data together incorrectly. Now you're seeing more and more people step up and say, yeah, maybe this overreach on gun control laws is really killing us. You look at Chicago, they have some of the strongest gun control laws in the country. I don't see violent crime taking a note. Well, Lori does. Lightfoot says that the crime is down. Her saying it doesn't make it true, though. When you look at the actual crime stats, no, it's up. And in some areas of the city, it's up over 70%. So, again, it's not subjective, but it is to them. She said, it's interesting because I've heard numbers such as in New York, where they want to spend $140 million on gun control, according to the South Carolina representative. You know, he's looking to push Wake Up America. Look at a place like Chicago where just a week ago, last weekend, there were 108 shootings. Let that sink in for a second. Let that mull for a second, right? 108 shootings. A place where Mayor Lori Lightfoot, she wanted to defund the police and is now begging for federal funding to put more police on. They can't get it right. And it's our fault. They want more money, and they want less money, then they want to defund the police, they want to put the money in different... Now they're coming back around to, yeah, maybe we need more police. The fact that you think if you close down, like in L.A., if you close down a jail, it will help... AOC thinks if you close down all the jails, crime will go down. Yeah. Just never stops. You know, as you heard earlier, Biden met with law enforcement officials and elected officials, experts in community violence intervention, all kinds of different people. Let's see if he takes what he learned and actually does something with it, because we know a half a dozen times we know, right, that when you've seen, that when Obama had these commissions or committees put together, and they would come out with suggestions, he wouldn't do any of them. It'd be like, well, thank you very much. No, thank you. Have a nice day. So Mason, it's time to set the record straight. And he wants the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki to step forward, actually give the real numbers. Right? Now, her comments that Republicans really wanted to fund the police, she based that on the fact, as the rest of them did, that Republicans wouldn't go for one of the bills that Joe Biden was pushing. They had little money in it for police and more money in it for every other program that they love. Problem with what the Democrats are selling is they're just throwing everything at the wall. They hope that something sticks. They hope that something sounds good enough for other people to pick it up and vote for it. She also pointed out that Democrats who wanted to fund the place are to the left of Bernie Sanders. Because even as a Vermont independent senator, he doesn't want to defund the police. They got a real problem on their hands, don't they? Particularly headed into the 2022 midterm elections. Mace added that she has her concealed carry permit in her home state, and she has been carrying a weapon since the vandals hit her house about a month ago. Because the police were able to protect her, right? Sometimes if you have a look over your shoulder, you don't know what's going to happen next. And I have to take these threats seriously. And she says I do. You know, unfortunately, this is where we are in this country. I know. Now everything is a threat. Everything. And I'm not saying she wasn't threatened. But everything is laced with violence. Every single thing. And they blame it all on us, but look who's committing the violence. Look who's speaking the violence. And I wish people would stop saying, unfortunately, that's where we are. Let's change it. Let's make it different. Former President Donald Trump, he spoke at CPAC over the weekend. He addressed gun violence, saying it's reaching epidemic proportions in the nation's major cities. Well, do you have to worry about it anymore? No, because Governor Cuomo has now declared a state of emergency around, so we don't have any problems with it anymore. They'll get the money they need from Joey B. There are some common sense solutions out there that, you know, respect our Constitution, Second Amendment rights. If we could sit down and work together, that would be great. Really, we probably could really come up with a solution if they could push all the political crap aside, but they can't do it. It won't happen. Joe Mazzini, your host. You are listening to the Joe Mazzini Show. Be back in a few minutes.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business. But our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
We are back. I hope. Josie, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, I still haven't seen Trump's speech from the weekend. You guys in the chat room, should I listen? Should I watch it? Next story's kind of hard to clean up. I will refer to what they had as a fake male part. How's that? Guys get that picture? Library apologized after hosting a rainbow fake male part, butt monkey, to entertain children. The libraries apologized after hosting a rainbow fake male part, butt monkey, to help kids read more books. Hey, listen, didn't you often wonder as a child that if somebody would just show up with a monkey that looked like, you know, fake male parts, or looked like male parts, I should say, it would make you want to read more? Didn't you feel that way, too? I always did. It shows you how crazy they are. It shows you how far out in left field they are. The library's hosted a summer reading challenge event from the from a carnival group. According to the library, the goal of the event was to provide caregivers with fun, family-friendly activities, maintain literacy levels, and create a safe space for children to connect with peers. What if you had children that were highly petrified by that kind of thing? No, really. How would you feel about that? Would you help them out, or would you say there was something wrong with them? That's what I want to know. This reading event was not family friendly. One video showed a man dressed up in a multicolored monkey costume with a fake male part and fake backside running around the library. No comment. I don't even get it. One woman writes, let me see what did she put up here. This is crazy. One woman, I would really have a detailed breakdown of the commission process whereby the group commissioned the rainbow blank butt monkey as a means by which to teach children to read. You know, it's how often do you sit there and you think to yourself, who thought this was okay? Who thought this was a good thing? No, really. Some deranged human being? We're in your class on teaching. We're in the 4 years of all that money you spent at college. Did somebody say to you, you know, kids really like it when they see fake male and female parts. They really like it when it's borderline pornography. They really like when they see sex tools or toys. Well, some of them are tools. Really, think about it. The perverted performance immediately sparked backlash, forcing the library to issue an apology. Again, I say, the person who thought about putting it out there, who put it out there, needs to be fired sooner rather than later. Because it won't stop. It'll happen again. During the event put up by the library today, there was a performance by a carnival company. Unfortunately, one of the animal costumes was inappropriate. They said we weren't aware of it at the time. And we deeply apologize for the offense caused. Listen, they should have had somebody there with every performer. And the minute it looks like it's going sideways, shut them down. What are we afraid of? It seems to me that at least one librarian would have been aware that the performance was not suitable for children. I mean, let's get real about this, seriously. When you got a guy that shows up in a rainbow suit, and he's got fake male parts hanging off of him, yeah, it doesn't scream family friendly all over. The minute he put that on and came out the door, if I was a librarian, I would have been turned around and go back in that room, don't come out again. Somebody should have been aware of this. There's no excuse for this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always get involved, get engaged. It seems that A.G. Barr pressured the former U.S. Attorney General, or Pennsylvania U.S. Attorney General, not to investigate voter fraud. I'd love to hear that one. I'd love to see that one. You know, you really think about this. Seriously, think it through. About how many of these elected officials were very happy with the way things were going. That let their hate for Trump, I still don't know why, let their hate for Trump get in the way of them doing the right thing. Come on, really. That's bad. That means they were willing to let the country suffer. They were willing to let bad things happen to the country, and still are, in the name of their hatred. Not in the name of the country, that's for sure. But in the name of the hatred. So, how do you stop it? When do you stop it? When are you willing to step in and make sure it stops? The former U.S. attorney alleges that former Attorney General Bill Barr, he pressured him not to investigate allegations of voter fraud. Now, this was in Pennsylvania during the 2020 presidential election. William McSwain said that he'd written to former President Trump that the U.S. Attorney General's office had received allegations of voter fraud election irregularities. Now, Barr, however, instructed me not to make any public statements or even put any resources on it. No press releases. He said, I was also given a directive to pass along serious allegations to the State Attorney General for investigation. The same state attorney general who had already declared that you could not win. He should have been immediately removed and or taken out of the loop, don't you think? you know, you look at these things. You look at what's going on. Who do you trust anymore? No, in all sincerity, who do you trust? You can't trust the government. I'm sorry, I know that thing your dad said, my dad said, nobody's dad said. But you can't trust the government. The reason behind, the biggest reason behind it is look at how much they've lied to us. Look at how much they've hidden from us. Right? And who would be telling us the truth? Who would be making, I don't know, this is so irritating. I'm not confused, I'm irritated. I'm irritated as to why we let them get away with it, number one. I'm irritated that we don't step up in bigger numbers. Look at what's going on in Cuba. These people are willing to die. They're in the streets in front of their Capitol building or what have you. They're willing to die over this. Over their freedom to be what we were. And what about us? We were willing to let others die. Were we not? Come on, think about it. The founding fathers, people out in front of us, willing to let them die. Apparently that was okay. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I don't know when we're going to smarten up. I don't say that in a defeatist way. I really don't. But if you really care about your kids, like you say you do, then when do we change all of this? When do we make it better? When are you willing to fight? When are you willing to go to blows over this? I'm not telling you to start a fight in the street. I'm not telling you to do what Antifa does. Can we not go down that road? Please? But I am telling you, don't let them get away with it. You've seen these parents get up. You've seen these parents speak at these events, at the school board meetings. Be that person. Notice how much information they had. Notice how they weren't willing to back down. Be that person. Be ready. Be prepared. Open your mouth. Be prepared to push back. Be prepared not to be taken advantage of. And make sure you have thick enough skin to deal with it. Now, President Trump called the accusations outrageous. President Trump, you were right to be upset about the way the Democrats ran in the 2020 election in Pennsylvania. It was a partisan disgrace, said McSwain, who is now running to governor and is seeking the president's endorsement. All right. President Trump wrote that it was my... I don't have time for this. It was... Dear President Trump, it was my great honor to serve as U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania in your administration. He asked me to prioritize public safety, and that's exactly what I did. While Larry Krasner, the radical left Philadelphia District Attorney, was letting violent criminals go and refusing to prosecute rioters, looters, and arsonists, our office was putting them in jail and standing up for the law. In the spring of 2020, I prosecuted and won an election fraud case against a judge of elections in South Philadelphia who was stuffing ballot boxes himself, a judge that was put in place to oversee the integrity of election was stuffing ballot boxes. Come on, let that sink in. Joe Senior Host, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. Do appreciate your time. Do appreciate how involved you are with the show. We're here every day. I hope you are too. God bless and have a great rest of the day.